Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Resh Samech Ches, and we are up to the halachas of the Seder Tfilos of El Shmini Yomi. This is the order of the Tfilos of the night of Shmini Atzeres. Now, obviously, it's a little bit complicated because there are differences between Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, because in Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres is both Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres. Well, in Chutz Laretz, we split it up from one to the other. So this is a real challenge. Now, we also know that Shmini Atzeres itself, unlike each Yom Tov, it's clear that every Yom Tov has its own special character that is incorporated into the Shmona Esrei. And unlike, for example, Pesach, which is one long Yom Tov, and the davening is no different the first day of Yom Tov and the last day of Yom Tov. It's no different, the same davening. By Sukkot, it's a little more complicated because the eighth day is referred to in the Torah as Atzeres. So, and that Atzeres might be its own distinct Yom Tov and might require a distinct reference in the Tfilos. And the proper phrasing of that reference, we'll see, is a machlokas here between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. They're going to present their respective positions. So we begin. Sif Aleph. Tafresh Samaches Sif Aleph. Leil Shmini Omer B'Tfilah V'Tikin Lano Es Yom Shmini Chaga Atzeres Hazeh. At the night of Shmini Atzeres, in the davening, we say, in V'Tikin Lano, we say, Es Yom Shmini Chag Ha'atzeres Hazeh. V'Anu Nogin Shein Omrim Chag B'Shmini. So comes the Ramah, and he says that our minhag is not to say Chag on Shmini Atzeres. Lo Matzinu B'Shum Makoim. Shenikra Chag, Elo Emrim Yoim Shmini Atzeres. Uvachutz Laretz. Well, before we get to Uvachutz Laretz, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this. Leil Shmini, Ein Lekvoa Suda Mina Mincha Ketana Ulamala. So first comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he points out a very well-known halacha that one should not eat a meal, a proper meal, from Mincha Ketana and onwards. And I say it's well known, but the truth is it's not so well known. People eat a suda late on Hoshana Rabbah, which is not a proper thing to do from Mincha Ketana and onwards. Again, it's good to have a meal, let's say, at Chatzos or after Chatzos to go ahead and commemorate the last time that you're eating in the sukkah to say Yehi Ratzon. But you should not eat a proper meal, and we know that it's a mitzvah also from eating a proper meal. And again, it's not strictly prohibited, aser be'etzem, as we learn in Hilchos Yom Tov, but you're supposed to do that. You're not supposed to go ahead and eat a proper meal because it's a mitzvah to refrain from eating a proper meal. And you know, Mincha Ketana refers to 2.5 hours before Shkia. That was when the daily Mincha Korban, Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, was offered. Now, the truth is, this is not meant precisely, because this halacha actually takes effect 3 hours before Shkia. And so, and again, the hours that we're talking about are Shavuos Manios, not fixed 60-minute hours. So again, we always talk about what the Shavuos Manios are. It's 1/12 of the total daylight period. However long that is, that's the hour. Okay, so we're continuing on. It says, as stated, so he mentions here, this halacha is stated, Kidleel, Tzimit Tav Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Aleph Be'agah, Kedesh Yochal B'Layel L'Tei Avon, that you should eat at night L'Tei Avon. It's not just halacha in matzah. It's halacha in your Yom Tov meal. And he says, and not like those who, you know, have a nice little party in the sukkah to the end, and they get eat, and they drink, and they get a little, what we call, wasted, to the point where they are unable to say Kiddush at night. Okay, so that's the aside. Now, let's move right there. We continue on, Sif Katan Beis. says as follows. Aimer betfila, Shulchan Aruch said, you say, Shmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh, in Mitidein Lanu. So you have to say that. So the exact nusach we saw, the machlokas between Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, whether you say Chag. But what about the actual saying of it, mentioning it? It says, Vim Shachach V'Omar Es Yom Chag HaSukos Hazeh. What happens instead of saying, Es Chag Shmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh, rather you say, Es Chag HaSukos Hazeh, in Mitidein Lanu, the Akar Raglav, and he already took his, he already finished his Shmoneh Esrei. So Im Tzarech Lachzor, if he would have to then go and repeat, there are different opinions in the Achronim. Ayim Yishari Tshuva, Chayadam Klal Chofres Din. Yes, Vav, he says, Ulukuli Alma, Im Lo Siyem Abracha. However, everyone holds, if you did not yet finish the Shmoneh Esrei, you would not Akar Raglav, Tzarech Lachzor, Lutitin Lanu, you have to go back to Lutitin Lanu, Lomar, Kohogan, and say it properly, Es Yom Shmini Hatzeres, Chag Hatzeres HaZeh, or the correct Nusach, as we're going to see, that the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch argue over. And now we're going to see, what is that Nusach? So, Shulchan Aruch had said, Shmini Chag Hatzeres HaZeh, Sivka and Gimel. Ayem Bimigodim, Sheyesh Lomar Hatzeres Belohe. Bimigodim says, you say, Shmini Chag Hatzeres, not Ha'atzeres. B'nei Marshal, the Taz, Kasvu, Sheyesh Lomar Shmini Hatzeres Chag HaZeh. Without what? Without saying what? Without saying Shmini Chag Hatzeres HaZeh. So far we have three opinions. We have the Shulchan Aruch who says Shmini Chag Hatzeres HaZeh. We have the Prima Gadim who says it's Shmini Chag Hatzeres HaZeh. And we have the Mashal on the Taz says, you say Atzeres without the hey, but it's Shmini Atzeres Chag HaZeh. And now he goes on, Aval Avush Kasav, the Moshe Kasav Shulchan Aruch. V'chein Hiskim B'Eliyahu Rabba B'Shem Kama Rishonim U'Be'er Hagra. And that's where the Ramah now comes in, and he says, Adu Nogin, She'ein Omrim Chag V'Shmini. Don't even say Chag V'Shmini. And comes the Mr. Brewer, and he says, Lo Matzinu B'Shum Makom Shenikra Chag. And he says here, Kama Achronim Sigu Alzeh. The Achronim, a number of Achronim, have big tainas on this Ramah. V'Hirbu B'Rayis, the Shmini Atzeres Mikre Chag. And they hold that Shmini Atzeres is called a Chag. Alkein Ein Lintais Mima Shekasuv HaMechaber. And therefore, one should not sway away from that which the Mechaber writes to use the word Chag. But again, is it Chag HaAtzeres? Is it Chag Atzeres? Or is it Shmini Atzeres Chag HaZeh? For that, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, even within the approach that you say Chag, where you actually say the Chag is a subject to this Machlokes. And what the issue is a big issue. And what it revolves around is basically that, you know, the eighth day of Sukkot, which is called Atzeres, the Torah doesn't directly refer to this as a Chag. And that's what the Ramah is getting at. But the other side is that it is part of Sukkot, which is called a Chag. Now, the issue in terms of the reading of Ha'atzeres and Atzeres, it's to convey that Shmini Atzeres is an extension of Sukkos rather than a separate independent Yom Tov. So even though it's an extension of Sukkos, it's its own independent. So you have that combination and you have that split. So that's why the Marshal and the Taz, they switch to Shmini Atzeres Chag HaZeh. Shmini Atzeres Chag HaZeh to basically create that extension. Uvechutz La'aretz. Ochlim basukkah b'laylu v'yoyim. We're back in the Shulchan Aruch. In Chutz La'aretz, they eat in the sukkah both day and night. Both night and day. Memnei shehu safek shvi. Both night and day. At night, meaning right after Shana Rabbah, at night, Shmini Atzeres, you eat in the sukkah, and then the next day. Because it's a safek shvi, Mishnah Berurah, sifkat and hay. b'layla b'yom, avala achas she'achlu sudasim b'yom, but after you eat the suda by day, minag olam she'niftarim min ha'sukkah, the minag olam is to leave the sukkah v'yoshvim b'tayin and sit in the homes. Aval yisrei me'la le'echol, however, if you, in the end, decide to eat, afilu ben ha'shmashos, even ben ha'shmashos, tzarech le'echol b'sukkah. Even ben ha'shmashos, you have to, as we said, eat in the sukkah, even ben ha'shmashos, shmini atzeres, going into Simchas Torah. And this is like wild, because, you know, there are many who seem to have a minhag without much basis in Chutz Laretz not to really eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, or just to make kiddush. Here, Mishnah Berurah is saying clearly, not only do you have to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you have to eat in the sukkah everything you eat as if it was sukkahs, even ben hashmashos going into Simchas Torah, if you're going to be eating, you should go ahead and eat in the sukkah. Again, because we treat it like right, we actually treat it as a day of sukkis lagabe these halachas. Now we move weiter. Again, it's, you know, ben hashmashos is a shtickel shiloh because it becomes like a sveik sveika, but that's not for us right now. But Mishnah Berurah is clearly saying that. Yafil ben hashmashos, sarach lachol b'sukkah. Continue on, sif katon vav, mnei shu sufik shvi. He says, umitam zeh. So he says, shmini atzeres is really sufik shvi of sukkis. So therefore, based on this, harbei achronim mitzadim, tzarech gam kein lishon b'sukkah. He says, many achronim say, therefore you should sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. V'cheinu gam kein das hagra. This is what the gra holds. V'yesh achronim shesovim she'ein kedai lishon b'sukkah v'shmini atzeres. However, the achronim would say it's not kedai to sleep there. Lo b'yom v'lo b'layla d'oso oso k'chol. Because that's going to make it into like chol. V'bishlo magabi achila lo minkar. Because respect to eating, it doesn't have that appearance that you're making it into like a weekday. She'kein derech b'nei adam l'fam l'shei b'tzel sukkah. People will often go out and sit in the shade of a sukkah. Afilu shelo l'shei mitzvah. Even not the shame, to go out and eat outside in the shade. Masha'en came b'sheina, but not when it comes to sleeping. U'minag olam la'akel b'sheina. The minag olam is to be mekel in sheina. Again, the gra is strict in this manner, because like what's the chiluk? V'dai, he said, that's a poskim she'somim de'en yesheina b'sukkah v'shmini atzeres. According to those poskim who say you don't sleep in the sukkah v'shmini atzeres, yesh omen du'u adin de'en ochlin az peros v'hu hadin pas pochus mikabetza b'sukkah. They hold also that you don't eat peros or bread that's less than a kibetza in sukkah. Kol shodaver, kol davar she'ein sarach levarech alav. Anything that you don't have to make a birchas leiv shev basukkah, b'shar yemei asukkah. Anything that you wouldn't have to make a bracha of leiv shev basukkah on the other days of sukkahs, ein ochlin basukkah b'shmini atzeres. You do not have to eat in the sukkah on shmini atzeres. The yesh mekilin b'zeh, and there are those that are mekil in this. V'chein mistabra. Because they hold you, Yidavka shouldn't do it. Because the reason why, on Sukkot, you have to be machmir. You have to be machmir. And eat even pachas mikazayis, right, of pas, or cut pachas mikabetza of pas in the Sukkah, and fruit in the Sukkah, to be machmir. But on the saying that one should be machmir the other way, on Shmini Atzeres, not to put yourself into a situation of suffic bracha, and therefore not to eat those things in the sukkah, fruit and pachas mikabetza. However, there are those that are mekel and say you can eat those things in the sukkah as well. V'chei mitzdavra, he says it makes sense. The v'achilas peros, v'chei agavet barim she'ein chayovim mitzad hadin, yochol lasos b'shmini atzeres k'mashe yirtza b'bayis u'basukkah. He says it makes sense that things that you're not chayiv mitzad hadin, you can do on shmini atzeres the way you would like, k'mashe yirtza, either b'bayis or b'sukkah. We continue on, v'aiter. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the Baruch Hu Yeshivaso Mekachin V'Yomim Zman, you don't make a bracha of Leishev Basukkah in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. You don't make that bracha because again, it's only a suffik. Umekachin, but you say Kiddush, of course, because you're eating your suda there, and you say the Zman, you say Shechianu because it's a Chag B'Fnei Atzma, as we'll see, and the Mishnah Berurah spelled out Sukkah and Zayin. In the Baruch Hu, why? Because on the Yom Shmini Atzeres, who Yevshal Ruchei Basukkah, since it's Yom Shmini Atzeres, it's impossible to go ahead and make such a bracha on the mitzvah there in the sukkah. The kashin adadi, because it's a stira. Im yom sukkahu, lav shmini atzeresu. Im shmini atzeresu, lav yom sukkahu. It's a stira. You can't say leishev sukkah because that would be a stira, a paradox with it being shmini atzeres. So you can't go ahead and make that bracha. Therefore, you have to be machmir. So it's interesting. You don't, thank you. You don't have to go ahead and be machmir not to make a bracha based on suffix bracha l'kula, as I originally said, because you could ask, what are you talking about? On Yom Tov Sheni, we always make brachas based on suffix, because that's how they pass it. You should do it. So this is sort of like a Yom Tov Sheni, since it's a suffix seventh day, so l'chayra you should make a bracha, like the same way on the second day of Yom Tov, you'll make a bracha on the mitzvah of matzah on the second day of Yom Tov. So here on Shmini Atzeres, which is a suffix seventh day, maybe you should go ahead and make the bracha of Leishei Basukah. He says that you can't do, because Shmini Atzeres is a day where there is no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. So if you went ahead and made that bracha, it would be more than just a suffix bracha. It would be a paradox to the day. And therefore, you do not go ahead and make the bracha. The Achronim say you should wait until nightfall to eat, so that it actually becomes a situation at that point where it's full-blown Shmini Atzeres. However, at the end of the day, if you did wash your hands and you made a motzi and you already started eating your suda on Shmini Atzeres ben Hashemashos, lo yivarach, you still should not make the bracha of Leishei Basukah. Why? Because he already accepted upon early the Shmini Atzeres in Tefillah and Kiddush, and therefore he would not make the bracha of Leishev Basukah. We continue weiter, Sif Katan Ches, the Omrim Zman, and we say Shechianu. We don't say Shechianu on the last day of Pesach. But here it's different. Why? Because here, Shmini Atzeres is Sif Katan Ches, it's a regel b'fnei atzmahu. It's its own separate regel. Sif Beis, Shachris Motzi and Shosha Svarim. On Shachris, we bring three Sifrei Torah. This is on Shmini Atzeres. The Kairin Barishon Mizois Habracha Ad Sof HaTorah. And we read from the first Torah, all of Zois Habracha. Talk soon about the Minhag of Simchas Torah. But now we're just talking about the Shmini Atzeres combination with Simchas Torah. We're still here in Eretz Yisrael. That's where Rav Yosef Kaira lived. Shachris Maitzi and Shloisha Svarim, Kairin Barishon, the first Torah you read from Zois Habracha until the end of the Torah. Uvasheni, and the second Torah, you read Bereshis until Ad Asher Bara him La Asais in Vayechulu. Uvashlishi, and the third Sefer Torah, you read Vayoyim Ashmini Atzeres, the Parsha of the Kabbalos of Shmini Atzeres. Umaftir, and the Aftorah is from Vayi Acharei Mos Moshe. You start the Aftorah from the first Perek of Yoshua. Uvamakom Shosim Shnei Yomim Tovim, and in Chutzlaris, where you have two Yomim Tovim, Ein Motziyim B'Yom Arishon El Shnei Sarim. On the first day, Shmini Atzeres, so they bring out two Sifrei Torah. The Kairin B'Echad Chamisha, and the first one you read five Aliyahs. The Parshas Re'eh, in the Parsha of Re'eh, from Mikol HaBechor, the Kriya of Kol HaBechor. Then Mushabis, and if it's Shabbos, you Kairin Shiva, and Maschila, what do you start with Saba? Aser Taser, Saba knows, from Aser Taser. The Maftir, Kairin Basheni, and the Maftir reads, from the second Sefer Torah, he reads the Parsha of Yom HaShmini Atzeres, the Korbanos Achag. So that is the Shmini Atzeres of Chutz La'aretz, right? Because Chutz La'aretz, Shmini Atzeres, is separate from Simchas Torah. In Eretz Yisrael, it's the Kriya of Simchas Torah with three Sifrei Torah. And then he continues on, Umaftir, and Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, the Haftarah is Malachim Vihi Chachalis Shlomo, Umachsir Asvarim, you bring back the Sifrei Torah, Ba'omer Kaddish, and you say Kaddish, Umachriz, and then you go ahead and you announce going into Musaf, Mashiv HaRuach, Umorid HaAwat, Atal? No, Morid HaGeshem, it's Shmini Atzeres. We go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tes, so the in Eretz Yisrael, so we say Vikarim Berishon, and this is in Eretz Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres, and in Chutz La'aretz, this would be on the second day on Simchas Torah. The Karin Birishon, he says, Hachalo Kamar Karin Chamisha. Here he doesn't say you read five. As we'll see coming up, Kidlakame, Ashmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz. Why did Eretz Yisrael Sheino Sinrak Yom Echad Yom Tov? Since in Eretz Yisrael, since you're only doing one day of Yom Tov, Hallo Hoso Ayom, that day is also hot. Simchas Torah. Lachi Karibo is Dos HaBracha. That's what you read Dos HaBracha. With Simchas Torah, Amin Aglosif Alakruyim. And on Simchas Torah, we know we add a lot of Elias. We could Lael, Besimin Reish Pei Beis, like we had on Besimin Reish Pei Beis. Sifkatan Yud, Uvasheni Horatius, the second Sefer Torah that we read on Sifkas Torah, which is Shmini Atzeres, Chutz La'aretz, is Horatius. Ulachi Regil Lahaskil, Miyad Horatius. Shaloyoi Pisoin Pe, Lasatan Lakat Reglomer. He says, The reason why we start right away afterwards, after the first Sefer Torah with the second Sefer Torah, and we read Bereishis, is it should not be, the Satan should not have what to prosecute us with. They finished and now they're not going to go ahead and learn anymore. So right away we show, no, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start again. Sifkot and Yudeis, Mikol HaBachor. So on Shmini Atzeres, in Chutz Laretz, the first Kriya is from Mikol HaBachor when it's not on Shabbos. Vanu Maschilin Aser Taser Afilu Chal B'chol Mivnei Sheuzman Maisrois U'matnisanim. He says, however, even though it's to be called Abachor, we start with Aser Ta'aser Ashmini Atzeres. Why? We don't just start from Kol Abachor because it's the Zman Maisrus Zman Asaniyim. Amnon B'diyeved Imkvar Beirach Adaykel Across Kol Abachor Ein Sarach Lachzor. Says if you made the bracha and to start and say Kol Abachor, you do not have to go ahead and repeat it and start from Aser Ta'aser because the Ikar Kriya is really Kol Abachor. We just add Aser Ta'aser even on Shmini Atzeres, in Chutz Laretz, because of the minag of giving tzedakah. What was pointed out here is that the minag Ashkenaz is to start from Aser Taser, even on Shmini Atzeres if it's a chol. So that's the minag Ashkenaz. However, the minag Svard is not to do that. It's to start from, right, the Svardim, they start from Kol HaBachor, like the Shulchan Aruch actually says. Sifkat on your gimel. If it's Shabbos, you have seven aliyahs. Mr. Brewer, Sifkat on your gimel. Vimsiyim a parasha b'chamisha. If you finish the parasha with five aliyahs, lo yomar kaddish. You should not say kaddish. V'yachzor v'yikro shnei olim. You should go ahead and repeat and say, have two more olim. O al toponim, ola echad. Or minimally add one more levad maftir, besides the maftir. And then say the kaddish. Vim amar kaddish. If your rabbi does say kaddish, kol shalom, see like a sefer. Even if you said Kaddish, if you not get rid of the Sefer, you have to have a Yikra. You should go and read two Aliyahs. The Yomar Kaddish, Pam Shenis, and say Kaddish a second time. And see like a Sefer, if you got already took away the Sefer, Yikra Ola Acher Echad, you bring another Ola, the Sefer Asheni, to the second Sefer, the Yashla Nimo, Parshas Aser Taser. And you say together with it, the Parsha of Aser Taser. The Yachakach, Yikra Le Maftir, Le Chobas Hayom. And after that, you read Le Maftir, Le Chobas Hayom. You now move weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. You dalit taser. You say aser taser. That's where you go ahead and you start from on Shabbos. Umanichat sefer Torah shniya etzla v'omer chati kaddish. And after you lain aser taser, you then go ahead and you put the other sefer Torah on the bima, and then only say kaddish before you do hagva on the first sefer Torah. Sivka and test vav. So he says you read the parsha of Shmini Atzeres in the second sefer Torah on Shmini Atzeres of Chutz Laretz, Umaskirin, Neshamos, Va'omrim Avarachamim, and on Shmini Atzeres, that's when you have Yiskor, and you say Avarachamim with it, and finally, Sifkat and Tezayin, Uyamachriz Mashav Aruach, Uvar Le'el, Simen Kov Yudal, the whole Hachraza and announcement, and the Tfilas HaGeshem, we already did earlier in Simen Kuf Yud Dalet.